You're listening to the Ryan Wayne Salon Podcast featuring Joseph Ryan and Donna Lee. Even just sitting there listening to this podcast, you look fabulous. Well, hey, everybody out there in podcast land. It's the Ryan Wayne Salon Podcast. You just can't wait to say it. Go ahead.
I thought you forgot where you were for a second.
Oh, I almost
you were
said
like,
the other one.
We're at Ryan Wayne Salon Podcast
well,
land.
Sometimes I get confused.
That's okay. You're pretty.
It's
Who
all
cares?
This pretty hair.
I know. You're
I
pretty.
I love it. I love it.
You know, I've never been accused of being the smartest person in the room, but I have been told I'm pretty. So
you know
that's
what?
Great.
That's half
that
the battle.
That's great. But I will say I'm sneaky smart. You know, we've talked about that before. Yeah. But I
and you're also a lamb chop.
I am. I'm an innocent lamb chop. Okay, maybe not innocent, but I am a lamb chop. So, Donna Lee,
yes.
You know, because you've been there, the new salon, Ryan Wayne Salon location is now open.
So good.
It's Tell
so
us
big.
About it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, first, I was heading to the other location for my appointment because my car's on auto, I suppose. It just kind of knows
just
that way.
Going home.
And then I had to put the address in. And it's only a couple of miles from the other location, so
right.
It's not far at all. I was worried I was going to take another 16-mile detour, but it was right here. I always say, too, if you're traveling, it's right next to the airport. I mean, really, Colleyville and Hearst, those little towns are lovely, and they're right there. But it was so lovely, and I loved walking in, and I was so excited. Mm-hmm. I felt
and
like
And you
I
brought
was...
us flowers oh. for the front desk. So sweet of you.
And when I walked around the corner, the first section, and saw the boutique and how big it is.
Right.
It's just a dedicated boutique. It's just stunning. I'm
Thank
so excited
you.
For y'all.
Well, I'm excited for you all because you guys get to actually sit and enjoy it now. And I think that we've really elevated the experience with the finish out. We did not spare any expense. You know, we just went there. We went there all the way. And it's, I think, really, really nice. So I want Michael to come too because, you know, he's a builder and everything. But I think he could appreciate there's like a little coffee wine bar so he could hang out up front and watch
so
TV
nice.
While he's like waiting for you to get beautified or shop. And then we've got everything you could ever need. There's the tanning, sunless tanning and the tanning bed right up front.
Right.
The boutique, like you said, all the hair.
The attention to detail is so lovely. And then I love that you have the, I always called it the wall of hair. I guess that's what y'all call it too. But you have it out in the open so people can see. And as I'm sitting, I was like, I think I need some extensions. So that's going to work.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. We got that all done. And then I like to now that the shampoo area is separate and private because, you know, like before, if you're getting your volume system removed or you're getting your hair washed and you want to relax, you're kind of like on display because everyone could just see right to the shampoo area at the last salon.
Yeah.
So I think it's really nice that it's kind of private and quiet and separated. So that way you're not just like bombarded when you're trying to relax or you don't want someone to see you mid-process,
right?
You know, it's like, wait, girl, I ain't ready yet.
You know what I got done for the first time?
What? Tell me.
My nails.
Oh
my goodness.
And tell us what you did.
They're pieces of art.
I mean,
they're gorgeous. So what happened was Courtney's husband was showing Ivy and you a video of somebody doing the marble effect. And then before I knew what was going on, it's on my fingernails and it's stunning.
It is.
Like, I've never seen anything this
lovely. I made the amazing recommendation of changing the shape of your nails, which they fit you so much better.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
I do too.
We changed it from like a square to almond.
Yeah. I didn't know if I'd like it and I love it.
And for those of you who are like, wait, you guys are in Colleyville? No, we are currently at 450 West Harwood Road, Hearst, Texas, 76054, and it's very, very close to the old salon and even closer to the freeway, so I think that it's more convenient to attend our beautiful venue.
So if you Google the Ryan Wayne Salon, does the new address already pop up?
It should.
Okay, cool.
I know Courtney was working on that with like Google Maps and everything, because our last salon, you know, this is our third location. Our first location was across the street from our second location.
Right
across the street.
Oh, okay.
And it took Google, I swear, 6 months or a year before they finally updated it. People would be like, I'm in the parking lot and there's nothing here. And I'm like, no, look at the white building across the street. I'm standing outside. And so finally they got it updated, but it's still...
I think it's faster now.
Yeah, I think that it's already been changed. Courtney was way ahead on that one because of what happened last time.
Right.
But it's so nice to come to work and be able to feel a sense of organization. Everything has a place.
Right.
Everywhere has a purpose. We're not just like trying to, you know, cram everything into a small location. And so I have really enjoyed it. I love the fact that we finally have an office.
I know. I mean, saw Courtney. Oh my gosh, Courtney screened.
We bought that for her. That's we I bought her that. This huge monitor because she's always doing like 20 windows at a time.
Right.
And so for her housewarming, office warming gift, we got her this huge ass
monitor.
Oh
my goodness. Y'all, I wish you could see this. It's the biggest monitor I've ever seen. It is huge. It's just very cool. Yeah. And it's curved.
She deserves it. She does so much. And she's like, editing things, emailing, taxes, receivables, you know, inventory.
She does it all.
I just can't. So I'm like, I will buy you whatever you need.
Just don't leave.
To be happy and comfortable. Because I don't want to deal with it.
Just don't leave.
Yeah. But we're really excited, too, that we are moved in here now because we were kind of concerned, like, with the babies coming and moving at the same time. I did not want that.
Right.
So I'm glad that we're finally in here and kind of settled so that way we can focus on relaxing a little bit right before. Because now Brianna is officially on bed rest. Mm. So,
and the babies are coming soon.
If you're listening to this, you know, when we recorded this podcast, she's 33 weeks or a little more. And the goal is to go a minimum of 35 to 36. Mm-hmm. Our doctor was really hoping for 37 weeks, but she's been doing way too much. I mean, she's a workhorse, as we know. She just works really, really hard, and she's been on her feet all day. And then she was helping move, not like lifting things, but just like moving things and organizing the drawers and cleaning the drawers and, you know, probably just doing way too much. So. Yeah.
You think she's at home, like, actually resting?
Yeah, I do.
That's awesome.
She takes the gestational carrier position very seriously. That's, like, lives at risk, you know?
Yeah, true.
So that's one reason I've mentioned many times why I was so grateful she agreed to it. Because I did not want anything bad to happen. And if it did happen, that I don't worry. Like, what happened? Why did this happen? You know?
Yeah.
I want to know that it was just a freak accident type thing.
Right. Gosh, chances are if you're listening to this podcast, the baby's probably came out already.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
Well, and our Truly TV episode came out, which is really good. So you guys make sure you go check that out on their YouTube channel or on Facebook or Snapchat.
So what do they do? Google Truly TV?
Yeah, Truly TV. It was on My Extraordinary Family. They did an episode featuring the four of us because our IVF journey is very unique. And so
that's awesome.
I thought it was really cool. I'm actually excited about it because they did an amazing job with like the videography and editing and it's beautiful to look at.
Yeah.
And I also
really
feel
nice.
Like it's a video journal, which I love because I'm going to have those memories and everything forever, even
I
when I'm old.
That.
So I think that was really cool.
I think it's amazing. You're so blessed that you can do these things and have these chronicalized. Is that a word? Put into memories for you, video, audio. You have all these amazing things. We've gotten your dad and your mom on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, what incredible memories. I wish I could go back in time and do a little more of that. So I love that we're doing this.
Well, my parents were always really big on telling us to journal because, you know, we were taught that journaling is not only therapeutic, but it's like your legacy you get to leave behind type of thing.
Right.
And I just, you know, I don't have the attention span to sit and write down my thoughts or what happened that day. But I can record a TikTok or I can just have somebody recording me being crazy. And then I have that. And that's perfect. Because I'm like, a picture or a video is worth way more than a few pages. Because I'm going to sum it up like real quick. My hand's tired. So my day was great. Thank you for listening. Goodbye. I don't get the visual effects. But we are super blessed, super excited. You guys keep Brianna, Kyle, and Dylan in your prayers because they're still in the cooker for now. And we want them to stay a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
She did have to go to labor and delivery today because she was having contractions 10 minutes apart. But they only lasted 30 seconds. And they said at 60 seconds, you go to the doctor.
Uh-oh.
But she didn't because it was 30.
Mm-hmm.
And then that night she had a little bit of spotting. So she was just communicating with the doctor to be safe. And he was like, okay, come into labor and delivery and we'll check to make sure you're not dilating and check your cervix and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't. So they said, it might sound gross, but like mucous membrane's still there. There's no issues. Heartbeats are good. Everything's good. But she's just got to be kind of careful just to make sure she does not go into early delivery.
Yeah. So. Oh my goodness. Well, she's the best of the best. So I know. You are obviously the babies are in good hands and good womb.
Yeah. Good womb. Good God. I'm grateful. Right. It's a lot. But you guys stay tuned on what's coming up next with that. And make sure you go check out all of our videos that we were talking about. They are on social media websites like Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, etc. And we would love for your feedback. So make sure you like, follow, share, and enjoy your hair.
Thank you for listening to the Ryan Wayne Salon Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Clapper. We'll see you next week.